Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:14, got some patches of fog around. I noticed earlier, very much earlier driving in, that the fog was not as thick as it was, but it was more prevalent, if that makes sense. Highs of 76 today, so another spring-like day. Same for tomorrow, chance for showers on Friday, 80% chance for showers then, 80% on Saturday. And then that's going to knock the temperature down come Sunday to only 59 for a high. And then 54 to begin next week, 57 on Tuesday, and we'll stay there and in the mid-50s to lower 60s all the way through next week for the most part. Will Green joins us now, President and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. How you doing, WG?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing well, man. I hope your 2026 is off to a great start.
It is. It's still early, but so far, so good. Knock wood. Happy New Year to you, too, as well. Let's talk about 2025 as it relates to LABI and what it is that you guys do and some of the accomplishments and the atmosphere for business in Louisiana.
Yeah, so we really want to carry over 2024 and 2025, build on that momentum into 2026. And so really focus as our state climbs the rankings and captures the attention of boardrooms across the country. We're calling on business leaders in 2026 to really lean in and continue pushing forward. And we really want to start and continue that discussion at our February 11th annual meeting, where we've themed that going for growth, really refusing to settle, refusing to be defined by the status quo, refusing to really let the momentum of the first couple of years of this new administration stall. And so we're really excited about February 11th to really continue that discussion on how in 2026 we can really capture the unprecedented level of economic momentum we've had over these last couple of years.
Yeah, talk about that momentum, if you will. What does it look like, and how did it come about?
Well, look, when we came in, when I came in 2024, we were losing more population than we were gaining. We were in the 40s in education, 40s in tax. We had three of the top 10 violent crime cities in the country. We were the highest cost state in the country for insurance, double the median for property insurance. And we just weren't competing for economic development projects like our southern neighboring states. And so, that was the bad news, right? I mean, the good news was we had a new governor, new insurance commissioner, secretary of state, attorney general, and really a ton of new House and Senate members that just were not satisfied with those numbers, with those rankings, and they were all elected with a mandate to change. And in just 2 years, armed with our lobby strategic plan, our LA-driven strategic plan, I'm excited to say, Tommy, that we've attracted, you know, billions of dollars in economic development in the form of the Hyundai Steel Plant and the Meta Data Center and CF Industries and in Woodside. And we've gone from the 40s to the 30s in our tax environment. We've gone from the 40s to the 30s in education. Crime, you know, violent crime across the state has dropped, I believe the last I saw, around 12%. We passed last year some really transformative civil justice reform that we need to do a lot more, but I think, you know, just last year the reforms we made are, I think, going to attract a lot of insurance investment to the state over the next couple of years. And so look, we cannot sit back and rest on our success. We've got to continue to go for growth, but I think in just 2 years we have done a lot, and we are starting to catch up with our southern states.
Things move pretty fast, and we are bombarded with God knows how many different things each day. Recap those changes, if you will, that happened in 2025 to make it a more business-conducive environment.
Well, I mean, in 2024, if you're talking about the tax reform, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were one of 12 states with a franchise tax, one of 12. We no longer have a franchise tax in Louisiana. We were one of the highest cost states in the country for our corporate income tax, higher even than New York City. We're now the lowest in the South for our corporate income tax rate. We lowered and flattened personal income tax. And so those were, you know, massive, massive changes to our tax structure. On insurance reform, we were one of 9 states in the country that were pure comparative fault state, meaning that even if you were 99% at fault for the accident, you could still sue and recover 1% of damages. Now, if you're 51% or more at fault for the accident, meaning you actually caused the accident, you can no longer sue and get damages. And so these are a couple of things that you know, we did on the tax front and on the insurance side of things to try to make us a more competitive state. On education, you know, we really focused on putting the power over parents' tax dollars back to them on education savings accounts. We focused on high dosage tutoring and reading and math, really, you know, especially at the early education ages that'll really leads to the foundation of learning for kids, to really prop them up in middle school and high school to get their test scores up. And so these are just some foundational things we did in education and in insurance and in tax to make us a better, more competitive state over the last couple of years. So look, we got a lot of work left to do. It's why we just launched our program of work for 2026.
Let me take a break, and we're going to pick it up there when we come back, Will, because that's an excellent point to stop, because momentum is hard to gain. Once you do get it, you certainly do not want to lose it. And we'll pick it up there when we come back with Will Green, President and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, 721 now, traffic WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, January 7th. Thank you for getting your year started and your day started with us here. We do appreciate it. We're talking to Will Green, who is the president and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Earlier, we were talking about momentum that was gained in 2024 and 2025 as far as making the work atmosphere, I guess, the business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Atmosphere more friendly in Louisiana. How do you maintain that momentum, Will? Because it's hard to get and you certainly don't want to lose it.
Yeah, so look, we think the 2026 legislative session is a pivotal opportunity to build on the gains we've made over the last 2 years. Look, boardrooms across the country are taking notice, but we've still got ground to make up, right? I mean, when you were last in a lot of the key metrics, you've got a lot of work to do. And so we've got to stay the course. We've got to reject pressure to revert to the status quo that's held our state back for decades. And so at the end of last year, we looked to see, all right, where's the progress we've made and where's the work left to do? And so we met with our issue councils. We looked at our program of work. We met with our board. We met with our coalitions. We met with legislators. And we put together and updated our program of work that you can find on our website. We looked at our priorities, and we think that continuing to create a fair, predictable, and transparent legal climate that will attract insurance, help reduce insurance costs, and restore balance to our civil justice system is one of the main things that we have to continue to do. We need to strengthen cradle-to-career workforce development, supporting high-quality early childhood education, expand work-based learning, and then we've got to protect Louisiana's position as a leader for innovative energy investment. We've got to defend against exploitative lawsuits and new regulatory and permitting barriers that are going to erode Louisiana's ability to compete for next-generation energy projects. And so these are a few things that we think we've got to prioritize in 2026 to continue to build on the gains that we've made over the last couple of years.
Do you think the legislature has, for the most part, has seen the light and they realize now it's like, I get it. Okay, let's keep this going.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think, like I said, I mean, when 2 years ago we had leadership that came in with a mandate from the public to get things done. I mean, you know, when you look at a state like Louisiana that has the natural resources, the water, the power, the Gulf of America, the Mississippi River, the land that we have, other states are begging for those kind of resources. And we just need to marry those resources with the kind of policies that other states have done. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. And I think we have the kind of leadership ready to do that.
At the top of the list for this session would be what, Will?
Well, I think we need to focus on cradle to career workforce development, insurance, and protecting our energy, our position as an energy leader. I think those are the things that we're going to look at. And so that's what we're going to be talking to legislators as we enter into the 2026 session.
We'll be here to talk to you about it. Thank you, sir. Will Green, President and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We come back, we talk to our friend Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about not a single parish in Louisiana having enough kids getting the measles vaccine to create herd immunity. What does that mean? Well, we'll find out when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Thank you, Ian. It is 7:39, 21 till 8. To Robert Fry we go, lead meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Morning, Robert. How are you?
Morning. How's it going down there?
Okay, sir. I got a text from somebody in Houma, Ben, that said the fog was bad when he drove in. Now it is incredibly dense.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way for a meteorologist to tell where the fog is going to be bad, or is it just as simple as, or unfortunately, as unpredictable as, well, when you hit it, you're in it, so be careful?
Well, I mean, it really just depends. We have our trouble spots, usually the lower spots that really hold on to that moisture, and it condenses really easily on days like this. So that's where we do know exactly where to, you know, place the fog in terms of the forecast. Now, that being said, we also use a lot of instruments, whether it be traffic cams. Like right now, I'm looking at the causeway, and I see it's fogged up. I've also got satellite imagery. I'm using, like, all the tools that we can to identify where the fog is from the surface observations. Like I heard, Darren Kenner, it's down to almost a 16th of a mile earlier at the airport. So just using what we got and understanding a little bit of the processes of what's going on. This is fog season, unfortunately. You know, as soon as we get those winds out of the south, we get that very rich Gulf moisture going over those cool water temperatures, and it just condenses so easily.
So that's because the water is, take me through that again, Robert, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right now, as soon as our winds shift out of the south, that brings in a lot of Gulf moisture over a very cold water source, over cold water temperatures, I should say, and it condenses very easily, very, very easily. Because if you think about it, in terms of the amount of moisture, when it goes over that cold water surface, it's kind of like, in a sense, if you, like, blow on a window, like, if you, like, you know, huff and puff on a window and it fogs up, the same thing happens.
For the first time in my life, I understand fog. There you go. Let's talk about the weekend. I got some Mardi Gras events planned. And just for those of us that maybe would enjoy an occasional round of golf or taking Christmas decorations down or whatever, are both Friday and Saturday looking like washouts or what?
Well, I wouldn't say a washout per se. It looks, in my opinion, it's going to be a little bit more scattered in nature on Friday, and then the cold front's going to move through. Sadly, it's going to take a little bit to get it through. It's not going to be a cold front that's going to come screaming through and, you know, it'd be out of the area real quick. So right now, it looks like some showers starting maybe as early as late Thursday night into Friday morning, then maybe a bit of a break, and then that afternoon, start getting more scattered showers and thunderstorms developing that will continue into the evening and into the day on Saturday.
Noon?
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like in terms of timing on Saturday, we are carrying some rain chances. It's more scattered in nature, I think, by that point. But we also do, we are watching the potential for some strong, possibly severe thunderstorms during the afternoon Friday and Friday night. The best chance, the highest probabilities right now look to be along I-55 west and north of I-12. So that would basically be a little bit more toward the Baton Rouge area, but can't rule out an isolated severe storm here in east of 55 or south of I-10-12.
And then it's all gone on Sunday?
It should be, yeah. You'll notice it'll be quite a bit cooler, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but New Orleans set a record high yesterday. We had 82 degrees.
I know,
so
it was close.
That was the highest. Yeah, it was definitely warm yesterday. So that breaks the record that was set back in 1978.
And do we get the big snowfall again this year or not? Just kidding.
Oh, that would be a $1 million question, but right now I'm pretty confident in saying that that's probably a generational thing.
Gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Robert. Thank you. Robert Fry, lead meteorologist with the National Weather Service, 743, 17 till 8. Quick break, then we'll talk to Dr. Corey Hebert about measles and herd immunity and vaccines and more. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Foggy, be safe. WWL. 7:48, 12 till 8, quickly to our friend Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. How you doing, Dr. Corey? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with measles and vaccination rates and herd immunity in Louisiana and all over the country.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me say this. The first thing I really want people to understand, because everybody's in a bit of a frenzy right now because of some new regulations that came down a couple of days ago. Your doctor can give you whatever vaccination you want to get. There will be no vaccines that will be pulled. There will be no vaccines that are outlawed. The vaccines that you still get, you can continue to get. The issue is that some of them are now recommended, and some of them are now saying that you should use you and your doctor should have this shared clinical decision making before you get the vaccine. And that is the crux of the matter, because it becomes a little bit more honest, have a more honest issue when you have to, when doctors are questioned that way, and people tend to not get vaccinated when those things come out, and then the herd immunity goes down. So what is herd immunity? We really like our immunity to be in the higher levels of 97%, because that means that most people in that particular community are are not susceptible to that particular illness, which means that the amount of the ability for people to have an outbreak or some type of epidemic or pandemic, those numbers are very, very, very low because of everyone getting their vaccine and having this herd immunity. So these are concepts that people hear and heard a lot about during COVID, but they don't really understand until it happens to them. Like Mike Tyson said, you know, everything is all funny until somebody gets punched in the mouth. You know, everybody's questioning vaccines until your child gets a vaccine-preventable illness and then dies. And then you're like, oh, my God, I should have done what I needed to do to protect my child.
So RFK Jr. went to the funerals of the kids that died from measles, and he changed his mind then. Has he changed his mind back?
No, not really. And you know, the thing is that these are policies that come down from the federal government. And, you know, it's not just an RFK Jr. thing. It's more of an issue versus science versus people that are not necessarily so deep into science. I'll give you one prime example of what just happened as far as this the science, right? So there's a vaccine that we give to people that are going to college, that are in high school, that are actually just being over the age of 16. It's for meningitis type B. Meningitis type B infects around 1,000 people in America every year, sometimes upwards of 2,000 to 3,000, and about 150 to 250 people die every year from this disease that is almost 100% preventable with the vaccine. So 1,000 people get it, let's say 150 people die. All right, now, they made that vaccine. They said, okay, well, that vaccine is not recommended anymore. However, the vaccine for polio is still recommended. And there's only been one case of polio in the United States in 2022. And since then, there hadn't been one case of polio since 1979. But you want to keep that vaccine and you want to give it to pincushions. And I use say the word pincushions as babies because we give them so many shots. So you're going to give that vaccine, the polio vaccine, to a 2-month, 4-month, 6-month-old baby when they haven't had an illness from that in over 40 plus years, but you don't want to give and recommend the vaccine for a disease that people can get right now and die from it, and you give it to a 16-year-old. See, that's where the science is kind of a little bit, you know, skewed. But nevertheless, you can get whatever vaccine you want, and that's why your pediatrician or your internal medicine doctor, whatever provider you go to, you have to trust them because they can give you whatever vaccine you need. You just have to believe that what you're getting is what is important for you. And I think that's what the science versus non-science is making people start to question. And that's why you have to stay on the side of science.
And I think the logic of this kind of collapses on itself because, requirement or not, I find it hard to believe that a pediatrician would knowingly give a child something that would harm them or, conversely, would not give them something or withhold something from them that would be of import to them and to society in general, right?
Right. And there's a lot of, like, rumor that, and there's internet videos, oh, doctors get paid extra money and bonuses for giving people vaccines. Well, I haven't gotten my check yet, and I've been doing this for 30 years, so I want my check if that's the case. But also, there is something that is also illustrative to me that Donald Trump got the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine about 3 months ago, and there's no way that we would give our president a something that would be non-safe or not effective. So that's the way I always look at it. I mean, we're the strongest country in the world, and we would never give our leader something that was not safe and not effective.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Dr. Corey Hebert. Now, fairways and greens, remember, that's the important part.
Keep them straight.
There you go. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, 754, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.